All right. Welcome to Transatlantic Express. My name is DJ Ian. I am in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Hope you're going to stay with us for the next 2 hours. We have 2 hours of great tunes, much of which you've probably never heard before. And a big welcome to people listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. We are live in Vancouver on Fridays, 12 till 2, and then we're rebroadcast on Tuesday nights, 10 till 12 Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We started the show off with classic Canadian guitar player Frank Marino from his album Juggernaut that came out in 1983. And then a track was called Ditch Queen. I have no idea what that means. But I've got a general idea what it means, if you know what I mean. Some featured performers today include albums that I picked up on Record Store Day here from Hooked on Phono in North Burnaby. And so we're going to hear from Scarlett Rivera, violinist, from her debut album that came out in 1977. And so that'll be the featured album of the day. We'll play most of that, I think. And I did pick up a couple of albums that I've yet to open. I'm going to start off with a band that's got a new album out. This is classic Blue Oyster Cult, Tattoo Vampire. Grizzly smiles that won't lay on. All right. Yeah, a little bit of the Cult. Firewoman, I think, was a bit of a single for them back in the day. Yeah, Firewoman, the Cult. Picked up that CD, the compilation CD, Pure Cult for Rockers, Ravers, Lovers, and Sinners at the Record Store Day, which was, April 20th? I think it was something like that. And the other cult in my life, the Blue Oyster Cult, who have a new album out, which I hopefully will get to one day. The problem with buying vinyl at $30 a pop, that's shrink wrapped, I'm very hesitant to actually open it and use it. I've got albums that I bought years ago that are still in mint condition because I never opened them. Some people say that if you leave them in the shrink wrap, it will actually warp the record at some point because the shrink wrap shrinks over time. I don't know if that's true. All right, so if you're listening to the show, a big hello. We're not doing Twitch at the moment. I've still got a problem with my screen that I used on my PC. It's still a very temperamental TV, a Samsung TV that's about to be replaced. Hopefully I'm going to head down to the Open Box store down on Marine Drive this afternoon after I've done my show and buy a new one, because I just got paid for my week that I did on the Stephen Amell show. And so I've got a bit of extra money to go down, replace my TV with something that actually does come on when you press power. My problem with this television has been ongoing for a few weeks now. I just haven't had the spare cash to go out and buy, a TV. So such is life. Once this new TV gets put up and in, I should be back to normal on Twitch, because I've been using it with my PC and it was been working fine up until a certain point. Then all of a sudden decided to get very possessed and turn on whenever it works fine when it's on. And does finally come on. It's on. It stays on. And it's you can even turn it off and turn it back on again. It will come on. But it's just as people have told me, it is possessed with something. I'm not sure what. All right. So we're kind of starting off with a rocking theme on the show today. So let's continue that with a bit of classic UFO from their album Fawcett that came out in 1975. This is something called Let It Roll, right here on the House of Prog and on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Let it roll.
All right, that is a little bit of Crawler from 1977, I Never Loved a Woman. Now, Crawler's an interesting band. They kind of were kind of in that middle ground of kind of rock, but not always. But, yeah, definitely a more of a commercial kind of American. Even though they were a British band, there a lot of British bands always wanted to sound American. And a lot of American bands, North American bands, wanted to sound British. It's an odd thing, but especially in the 70s, I don't know what was going on. UFO in there as well from Fawcett in 1975. UFO, Let It Roll, was also featured on the album Strangers in the Night, a great live album recorded in Chicago, from what I remember. So if you're not listening to the show, my name is DJ Ian. I am in Vancouver, British. We do this show, we try and do it every Friday, 12 till 2. It's just a volunteer thing. I don't get paid. And I play whatever music I want. And I've been doing this on the houseofprog.com. for probably 4 years now. And we also go out on SFU Radio, Simon Fraser University, 90.1 FM on Tuesday nights, 10 till 12. For those people who still have FM radio, and there's a few people out there who do. I'm not one of them. That's not actually true. I do have FM radios in my receiver. I have a Marantz Model 1530 here with an FM receiver. I have others around my house. But my problem is that reception for FM is very poor here in my co-op because we're in a bit of a dip. And so we are, it's good for satellite reception, but very poor for TV and radio through the airwaves. So, yeah, no, we don't get very much in the way of clear signal for anything. Even AM radio is pretty bad here. Shortwave also is pretty bad. So anyway, what else do we